Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. Van Spelter has pleaded guilty in federal court to charges stemming from the deadly shootings that targeted Minnesota lawmakers last June. Spelter admitted to killing former House Speaker Emerita Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark at their Brooklyn Park home and wounding State Senator John Hoffman and his wife Yvette in Champlin. The plea agreement calls for two life sentences plus 40 years in prison, while federal prosecutors agreed not to seek the death penalty. Spelter had originally pleaded not guilty to the six federal charges connected to what authorities described as a politically motivated attack. Meanwhile, former colleagues of fallen Minnesota House Speaker Hortman are praising her leadership in the capital city. Representative Maria Isa Perez Vega spoke in support of a St. Paul City Council resolution honoring Hortman and her family.
I want to honor her memory and her willingness to listen, mentor, and bring everyone to the decision-making table. And if there were bumps on the roads, she always called to say, let's figure this out, and I don't want you to be upset. I want us to work together.
Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison has joined 19 other attorneys general in suing the Trump administration over new anti-DEI requirements added to federal contracts. The lawsuit argues the changes were implemented without proper public input and leave contractors unclear about what is prohibited. Looking for a job in Minnesota just got a little easier. Deed has launched a new and improved online labor exchange designed to help connect job seekers and employers. Deputy Commissioner Evan Rowe.
We have thousands of jobs from vetted Minnesota employers that are on there. And there's no ads, there's no sponsored posts. This is really like the purpose of it's careerforce.mn.gov is to provide just a very straightforward experience both for employers and for job applicants.
In other headlines, as the school year comes to a close, it will be crucial for Minnesota parents to get their kids away from screens and outdoors this summer. U of M lecturer Katie Schuber says there's physical benefits to getting kids outside.
Things like improved cardiovascular health and exercise and movement for kiddos helps us to strengthen the heart and the lungs and improves cardiovascular fitness and things like, you know, stronger bones and muscles. So weight-bearing exercise for kiddos is important as well.
A barn east of Pelican Rapids was destroyed in a fire Wednesday afternoon. The Otter Tail County Sheriff's Office says deputies were called just after 4:20 p.m. Investigators say the owner, James Bell, and his son were trying to start a 1976 Mercury car stored inside the nearly 125-year-old barn using starting fluid when the vehicle backfired and caught fire. The flames quickly spread, destroying both the barn and an attached wooden silo. This is MNN.